to Adam Koshet, even a simple person, in the Eshev Atzmai al HaSefer, if he'll sit himself down to a Sefer, V'yisakel al Oseis HaTorah, and he'll look carefully at the letters of the Torah, if he'll sit down in front of a Sefer and look carefully at the Oseis of the Torah, rather than standing waiting to be served, Yochai Lirois Chadoshois V'Neflois. That person will be able to see brand new items and wondrous items. I know this means by him looking very, very well at the letters of the Torah. This means not looking like you're reading a newspaper, Havdil. Means looking as though you really realize that you're looking at something that's the image of Hashem. You believe, Be'emunah Shlema, that by looking at the letters of the Aleph-Bays as they're constructed in a Sefer to make words, you believe, Be'emunah Shlema, that you're looking at Hashem, Kaviyachol. As we mentioned once, the Tikkun Ezer says, Kaviyachol, Hashem's name, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, forms the image of a human body, Odom Ha'Elyon. The Yud corresponds to the head, the Kei corresponds to the five fingers on both hands, the Vav corresponds to the trunk of the body, which is shaped like a Vav, the last Hei corresponds to the five toes on each one of the feet. So Kaviyachol, a person who believes, Be'emunah Shlema, that these letters are not Stam, and he looks at them with a yearning, with a Hishpekikus, with the deepest respect possible, Rav Enzal says that person will be Zecher, Shehainu Shaydeh Hishtakalusay, Heitehet Valesi Satera, Yaschilu Ha'oisiyos, L'cho'ir U'lehitstareth. The letters will begin to shine for him, U'lehitstareth, and to merge together, to combine. Bevechinois, as the Gemara says, Niuma Oisiyos Boiltois U'mitstarfois. The letters stick out, they jut out, U'mitstarfois, and they combine. Shem Razal, the Gemara says, Niuma. Va'azai yire niflo'ois tzirufim chadoshim. Then this person will be zeicha to see wonders, new tzirufim, new chidushim, in the words of the Sefer. V'yecholen lirois b'ha-sefer ma'ashe ha-bal mechaber lo'y kivim ozeh klal. And the person will be zeicha to be able to see in the Sefer chidushim that even the author wasn't mechavim to these chidushim at all, and yet the person looking at the Sefer with this attitude of a super respect, and looking at the letters real well, will be zeicha to be able to see chidushim in the letters of the Sefer that possibly even the author himself didn't have those chidushim in mind when he wrote the Sefer. All he had in mind was the simple chat. And yet somebody sitting down to learn that Sefer can see chidushim nifloim by simply looking at the letters well. Rabbi Nizal says, v'zeh efshara filu ladom poshut. This is something that could definitely be done even by a simple person. This doesn't take a big person, a learned person, or a person with a very good head. Ki adam gadol, a person who's a great person, who's very intelligent, who has a very good head, or very learned, yochel liraisais b'lo yigia. That person can get to see these types of chidushim without much effort at all. Rak afilu adam poshut legamri. Here Rabbein Zal is addressing even the simplest, simple type of person who simply knows how to read Hebrew and translate the Hebrew words. Yochel lahasig v'lirois chadoshes kanal can be capable of being masig deep things and seeing new items in a sefer that aren't apparent al pipshat. How? In the Yeshev Atzma, if he'll sit himself down, v'yistakel v'yistakel al oisiyos hatera kanal. And he'll look very, very deeply, slowly, that he won't learn like on the surface. He'll look slowly at the letters with this attitude of deep respect. And he's thinking, because to have these letters go inside of him, then these letters are going to talk to him differently than they talk to another person. You can have two people sitting down to learn the same Sefer. One, the Sefer does nothing for him. Or at best, he gets the simple shot which any other common person would have gotten had they sat to look at the Sefer. Another person who's not necessarily deeper minded, not necessarily a bigger Oved Hashem, but has a deeper respect for the Sefer, and will therefore look more carefully at the letters, with a deeper respect, with more of a Shtekikus, and more focus on each letter. That's the word that he's using here. V'yistakel means to focus on the letters, on the words. That person will be zeicha to be able to see a different level in that Sefer completely. Rabbi Nizal says, a person should not test this item. shouldn't do it specifically with the intent of a test. Why? Because it's possible that at the time that he'll put it to test, that time it happens to be a situation where he doesn't get to see. And then he'll put it to the test. He won't see, he won't believe, and that's baloney, he'll be a fool. Because Rav Enizal says this, you should know that this could definitely happen, Elamai. It doesn't happen every day. It doesn't happen every minute. It happens sometimes to someone who takes this kind of attitude to any Sefer of Kiddushin. That he looks at it much, much more differently than he would look at a computer book, Lahavdol, or at a newspaper, or anything that would even require concentration. You could tell still that when a Jew or a Breslover picks up a Sefer, it's done very, very differently than when he picks up anything else. Ach afal tikein, miucha lahasig lazeh afilu adam poshit kanal. But Rav Enizal is emphasizing and re-emphasizing that the hasaga that we're talking here is something that's definitely available even to a complete Odom Poshe, to a very simple type of person. Baruch Hashem. Any questions? Next. Now, interestingly, the question is, when we say that the Machaber, the author of this Sefer, didn't have this in mind when he first wrote it, this question was once presented to Rav Nosenthal. His Talmidim asked him on this item, that when we say that a person could look at a Sefer, for example, let's take for example the Zohar Kodesh. You see the Zohar Kodesh in many places is talking pshat, it's relating a story. Along comes the Arizal, or the Chaim Vitalzal, or the Chidozal in many places, and he'll bring a Gematria, or a Chiddush in Kabbalah on the words of the Zohar Kodesh, that's just fantastic. And you can tell that this wasn't clear at looking at the words in the Zohar Kodesh. This is like a Ruach HaKodesh that the Chidozal had, that he looked at this item and he came up with, for example, the Zohar Kodesh refers to the Erev Rav as the Das of Klipa. The Zohar Kodesh once says that who are the Erev Rav? They're the leaders in every generation, the ones who are manhigim, the wrong kind of manhigim, who are manhigim just with brains alone, without the Yirah Shemayim, and that's zero and everything. Along comes the Chidozal and the Zohar Kodesh and says that the word Erev Rav is Beginatria Das, or other items like that. Now the question is, when Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai wrote the Zohar Kodesh, did he have this item in mind? Was this Kiddush apparent to them? This question was presented to Rav Nosenthal, and Rav Nosenthal answered immediately without any hesitation. The answer is no, not necessarily. Because all the Kiddushim that the Arizal writes on, or the different Mefarshim write on the Gemara, Kiddushim in Halacha, that the Rishonim and Achronim come up based on a small diuk in a Gemara, things like that. Did the Machaber of the Sefer originally have these items in mind? The answer is not necessarily. However, Rav Nosenthal said, because these people were such tzaddikim, their words were said with Ruach HaKodesh, where their words automatically contained this Ruach HaKodesh, so that any person who would delve into their words would be able to find this Shivim Ponim Batera, things which even the author himself didn't necessarily have in mind, and yet because this author was a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, his words contain this place, this Chidushim, this Shivim Ponim, where there's so many Chidushim that could be found in Nigla and Nisra on these words.
The same concept, the whole school was written by Moshe Rabbeinu and the Torah. He was taught everything that was ever going to be,
right,
learned. So we say also there was not Maccabi to send things also, but it could have been...
Oh, no. There it seems to imply that he was taught everything. We're talking about when a Machaber writes a Sefer. That's the specific example we're giving here. So, in other words, the Machaber of the Likudim Aram, the Machaber of other Sforim, and then the Machaber of the Kisvei Arizal. That Machaber, not Hashem. In other words, the Machaber of the Chumash and the Gemara, actually the Machaber of all Sforim was Hashem. But Moshe Rabbeinu, it seems, was taught all of these Ponim, all of these Chidushim, everything. That's what he was taught by Hashem on Sinai, and 40 days and 40 nights on Sinai. Thanks for your I don't know. Rav Enizal made a statement that each one of his chapters contains in it the whole Torah Shabbat, the whole Torah Shabbat. Now, by making that, if he made that statement, it implies that he could easily have sat down with an oath. If he said it, it means he knew it to be fact. How did he know it? Because he looked at each one of these prayers, in other words, he said them and spoke them in a manner in which he understood how they were hidden all the whole Torah Shabbat, the whole Torah Shabbat, and everything. So obviously, he was mechaven to this in a very, very high level. But it wouldn't necessarily imply that another person sitting down and another person sitting down to look at a safe would see a new item in it, although possibly, let's say when it comes to somebody like that, we probably have to say that he could have been machaven to every single item.
Is that the similar to what
you see in the other way with his other person? Possibly. Could be this means machaber must fall not on such a high level.